More than 100 Jesuit experts and educators from around the world are meeting this week at Regis University in Denver, Colorado, to discuss the future of the Jesuit Commons, Higher Education at the Margins program. Higher Education in the Margins is a greater distance education initiative aimed at refugees that was launched 2 years ago by the Jesuit Refugee Service in collaboration with 13 Jesuit universities. Christopher Wells spoke to the program's international director, Dr. Mary McFarland, about their efforts to bring higher education to those on the margins of society.
The Jesuit Commons Higher Education at the Margins is a pilot program to bring online and on-site tertiary education, Jesuit higher education, to those who live at the margins. So our pilot is focused with a partnership with Jesuit Refugee Service, and our sites are in Kakuma Camp in northern Kenya, Salika Camp in Malawi, and with urban refugees in Syria. So that's the goal, is that we link people. The model includes both a diploma program, which is an academic 4-credit program. Students end up with a transcript from Regis University, which is a fully accredited Jesuit university in Denver, Colorado. Students who aren't, or refugees who aren't ready for the diploma program, can participate in higher education through what we call community service learning tracks. And these tracks are on focus areas identified by the refugees in JRS as a need that education could meet, then the program is always at least 150 hours of theory and content, and then they include a practicum. So then students get a certificate from whichever U.S. university the faculty participated with the on-site track facilitator.
And what are your goals for the students that will take part of your in the program? Will they be are they destined to work in their own communities, to go out in the world? They're all refugees, is that correct?
They are all refugees. After the pilot, we anticipate we'll have students at the margins in addition to refugee students. The goals are really around the learning, the development of a new knowledge base, development of leaders who can think differently, solve problems on behalf of their community, wherever that community is. So if it's in the camp, how they'll enrich the life of their own lives through education and those they serve. And it could open up a possibility, certainly for those who repatriate, to be prepared to help their countries and communities in a very different way.
Now, the Higher Education on the Margins program was launched a couple years ago by Jesuit Refugee Services in collaboration with 13 Jesuit universities. What is special about having Jesuit participation in this higher education program?
I just clarify a little bit, Chris, that the Jesuit Commons is really intended to be a worldwide initiative of Jesuit higher ed. We're just starting with the U.S. Jesuit universities because they were at the table and willing to begin. So we start the pilot, the testing there. Then Jesuit Refugee Service joined us as a key partner to help us reach those at the margins who are refugees. So that's really how the partnership began. The important component of Jesuit higher ed is the transformational nature of Jesuit education. We have our the vision byline is Jesuit higher education, transform thinking, transform the world. And that is the goal of the curriculum. As you know, through Jesuit education, there is a focus on leadership through every course, developing men and women for others, and that, we believe, is part of the key outcome of having Jesuit higher ed available.
And Dr. McFarland, you're in Denver now, meeting at Regis University with, I believe, over 100 experts and educators from around the world discussing the future of the Jesuit Commons, of the Higher Education at the Margins program. What does that future look like? What's coming out at this conference?
It's extremely promising. We have about 112 people from 28 different countries. So we're learning together how the model needs to evolve to ensure that there is access to those at the margins for Jesuit higher education. So the conference has been very, it's a very vibrant discussion. We're in a pilot, so it's not a utopia. We have a lot of challenges that we're trying to understand collectively from a worldwide view, and it's a very exciting process. There's a vitality about that there will be challenges, there will be problems. We're looking at a very complex project, but the outcome is well worth it, and I think there's just a phenomenal growing group of people around the world committed.